This is the Capital Toyota Sports Ticket, presented by Asphalt Armor, the only local sports talk show in the Mid-Willamette Valley. Now, here's Jeff Morgan and Hunter Newton on 1430 KYKN.
Well, it's another Friday. A week has come and gone, but it's not over for Hunter and I. We still have things to do.
Well, we're important, Jeff. We're beacons of the community.
I think we're beacons of KYKN. That's about all I know. Community, well, we'll see. We're doing the best we can. But this segment, to start this bad boy off, is being brought to you by Mercedes Sprinter Van of Salem. Eli's down there. Brian just has hip surgery, so it's going to be all Eli right now.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. So he's hobbling around a little bit, but he's going to get back. He's coming. But they got a lot of inventory down there, and they can custom fit anything for you. Perfect time for camping. It's good stuff.
Or person hauling or gear hauling. I'm seeing so many on the roads right now for small businesses.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you're a contractor.
They are the perfect contractor vehicle because, you know, I remember a couple of decades ago, every contractor had a pickup truck. The problem with a pickup truck is we're in Oregon and the weather isn't always perfect.
No bueno. And, you had to at least have a shell on that thing to cover it all up. I mean, tarps just don't work.
You know, and I sit here and go, if you're talking a contractor vehicle or something that you can do something like that in, you need an all-star, like Mercedes Sprinter
van. That's exactly right. Okay, speaking of all-stars, way to throw that one in there, Hunter. We had an all-star game on Tuesday night that was in a home run derby. I can't even remember who won that thing.
Schwarber? No, Walker. Beat Schwarber. The St. Louis Cardinal outfielder who he was one of those guys when he was drafted, huge prospect, reached the majors probably sooner than he was ready for, struggled mightily for a couple of years to the point where now they're talking bust. But yet this season he came out kind of probably last opportunity with the Cardinals and having career year, all-star game, home run derby winner. He did, I think, strike out in the all-star game, but he won the world. He won the derby.
It's a lot of people struck out in the all-star game.
Especially for the National League.
That's exactly. Yeah. Well, shoot. There was like 19 strikeouts. It was crazy.
Yeah. So it was the all-star game on Tuesday night, 4-0 American League won. I believe that's like their 11th of the last 13 that the American League has dominated the all-star game for the last few decades.
And I find that really interesting because when you look at the standings right now, the National League is by far, have the Dodgers, you got the Braves. I mean, they have the best records in the majors and the Brewers.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go to the American League and not so much.
Well, you have like Tampa Bay and mediocrity. Let's put it that way.
Well, that's probably true. But, you know, I think that you can pinpoint this on pitching.
Mm-hmm.
Because obviously the pitching dominated the National League from the all-star, you know, top dogs. And so I think that is really going to be a key when you break this thing down at the World Series. I think the American League winner is going to have a leg up.
Well, I sit here and I go, a lot of this, so there's so many aspects. And this was the 96th Major League All-Star Game, the first one being in 1933. So in a few years, the early 2030s, we're going to have the 100th anniversary game. Speculation is they haven't announced the location, but it's going to be at Kaminsky Park in Chicago. And that's new Kaminsky Park because the inaugural game, the very first All-Star game, was at old Kaminsky Park in Chicago.
I think that's going to get a lot of notoriety.
I said to you before we've been on, I said, you know, what they need to do is find out where that first game was and, you know, get as close to that as you can.
I think that's going to happen. I think that's a good call.
But so this one being the 250th anniversary of the United States was held in Philadelphia. And this was announced like 4 or 5 years ago. They knew this was where they were doing it. Philadelphia, virtually the birthplace of the United States of America, hosted this All-Star game. The All-Star Game crowd in Philadelphia was very, very interesting. If you know anything about Philadelphia sports, they live, they die. They are close to international soccer fans in how invested Philadelphia fans are in their sports.
I think that's great.
I think it's great. I think it led to some animosity. I saw a lot on social media after the game of complaints about the fans booing players. And you can understand National League versus American League. Philadelphia is a National League. You cheer the National League guys, you boo the American League guys. Okay, I understand that. The Philadelphia fans booed everyone that was announced from the New York Mets, from the Atlanta Braves, from the Florida Marlins. They booed the Nationals, of course. They even booed other teams. They booed anyone that Philadelphia, their home team, they don't like.
Well,
which virtually was everybody but the Phillies players.
It looks like that wasn't the right thing to do because it created a loss for the National League. And actually, I think there were six or seven Phillies that were on the All-Star team for the National League. And, you know, Sanchez started for him and allowed three runs right out of the gate. And you just can't. He walked a bunch of guys. I mean, Bellinger had a hit up the middle, had two RBIs. So, you know, and I get you're going to start a Philadelphia Philly because the All-Star game is in your home stadium. It's the right thing to do. But unfortunately, it didn't bode well for the National League right out of the gate because the pitching for the American League was stellar.
Well, and that brings me to the next point. A lot of this is roster construction, and the All-Star game in the last few decades, especially, has overgone some different kind of, you know, overhauls to try and create interest and excitement. And you have to almost go back. And it was around 20 years ago when they had the tie game extra innings and they just called the game after 10 innings because they didn't have any pitchers left. Okay. So that, of course, created this scenario. Well, now we got to figure out something because what if it is a tie game? We don't want to burn out everybody. We don't want, because a big complaint prior to that was players would make the roster and not appear in the game, because the fans want to see their players playing the game. So holding somebody out didn't make a whole lot of sense.
Yeah, why would you do that?
Yeah, so, but then, of course, in this scenario, you needed to have people held out because you went to extra innings. They didn't have the players, so they just called the game. Frustration. So then they added in the stipulation of the winner of the All-Star game hosts game one, you know, has home field advantage of the World Series, which theoretically it could work. But realistically, there's a lot of challenges to it because, like we said, American League has dominated for the last couple of decades. So the American League teams during that period constantly had home field advantage because the National League All-Stars, for whatever reason. The other big part of this is roster construction, in that the National League, a lot of their top power pitchers, their strikeout guys, weren't available to play in the All-Star game, even if they got named to the roster, because they pitched for their team a couple of days prior.
That makes sense. So realistically, we didn't really see the top dogs for the National League as far as pitching goes.
You never really do if you actually break it down. There's always a guy or two that either they pitch the day before the All-Star game or 2 days before, so they're not eligible to pitch, or you get a couple of guys that maybe opt out of it. You know, it is an exhibition game. So creating excitement in an exhibition game, last year we saw extra innings. And instead of doing extra innings, they did virtually a second home run derby.
I like that.
It works.
I think that's fun.
It works to create a winner and divide it up. I'm a little leery of it coming down to that, you know, that virtually the bat of one or two players. But all baseball comes down to the bat of one or two players.
Yeah, who's in the lineup and who's up. You know, there's all sorts of variables.
Yeah, there's a whole lot of challenges. And of course, there's always the conversation of, do you get rid of the representation from every team and things like, you know, there's all these little intricacies. They've expanded the roster a little bit and they've added a couple of spots. Justin Verlander in his final season made the All-Star game for the American League. Bryce Harper made it for the National League because they named kind of a longtime legacy player to, you know, has a spot now on these All-Star rosters.
You know, I think that's the right thing to do, but I'm concerned about the All-Star game because it just doesn't, it seems lackluster to me. Mm-hmm. There's no pizzazz anymore. There's just something missing. And I mean, if you're watching it on TV, which I did, I actually had to turn the sound off because I couldn't stand what they were talking about. It wasn't about baseball. It was just about the other players and just different things that they're doing and family and this and that. And maybe that's the way you do it, but it's not baseball anymore. And I think baseball fans are probably going to be turned off to that kind of a scenario. Mm-hmm. They're just going to turn the sound off because they don't want to hear that.
So it's the whole premise of All-Star games is so challenging. You look at what the NFL has done. They have done away with the All-Star game almost completely. It is now a flag football game. And it is more a Hawaiian vacation for the players than
it is a bowl. I mean, at the end of the season and none of the top players are playing. So what's the point?
Well, in the NFL, the players that are playing in the Super Bowl aren't playing in it. The players that, you know, a lot of the top guys, and you're playing flag football. that's what they're not doing tackle anymore. Come, you know, All-Star Hall of Fame weekend, whatever, you know, whatever they call it when they go out to Hawaii and enjoy a weekend. In the NBA, the All-Star game almost has the opposite problem where because it's an exhibition game, they don't play any defense. So you have these 180 to 175 point games.
People like that, though. They like to see scoring.
Yep. Well, and that's the trick is what do you do when it comes to baseball? Because there's the one side where you're like the pitchers need to, you know, have their advantage. And the other side, it's like we want to see a lot of scoring. This would have been a, let's be honest, every game that's a one run game is more interesting than a 4-0 shutout. You know, with what one extra base hit in the whole game, that one home run was the only extra base hit in the whole game.
Was it Vargas? I think he's able to hit that out.
A lot of people are saying he should have won the MVP just for that home run.
I know. The only extra baser. But yeah, I don't know. I think that these All-Star games, Hall of Fame, it's lost its...
it has.
Pizzazz.
You know, and there was a point in time and a point in history where these were exciting games to watch, whatever sport it was, simply because the best of the best were there.
Right.
So now with the money, the insurance, all of these aspects that now play such a big role in professional sports have taken away from that. So you have a player, you know, Mike Trout was out there for the first time since, I believe, 2019.
Yep.
You know, but for the most part, a player like Mike Trout, who constantly is suffering injury issues, a lot of times they'll sit it out just to not be risk an injury.
Right.
We had one hit by pitch in this game. The player left
and he went out.
Luckily, he didn't have a broken hand. So, you know, what can you do if you're major? I don't know. And I and the commentary side of things, while it kind of annoyed you, I believe that's an attempt to try and keep people invested, even if there's not action happening on the field.
I guess if you want to learn who the players are, what they're all about, and get a personal side of things, which I guess is that's probably what the All-Star game really is for. Just for fans to get to know the players a little bit better. So yeah, they're trying to personalize it. And I get that. It's just, you know, I'm old school.
But at the same time, most fans that are watching for their team's representatives. So like as a Seattle fan, this year we had Randy. And nothing else.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it is what it is. I mean, the pitching isn't doing very well, and neither is the hitting. Mm-hmm. I mean, we don't even have anybody over 300 for crying out loud.
Yeah. Randy's has been the top offensive player. Yeah. But yeah, it's challenging, and you know, Randy has some, you know, history in the National League East, so I guess he probably was the right representative out of all the Mariner guys and everything going on in Seattle.
All right. Well, that's enough about the All-Star game. We're going to take a break. It's the Sports Ticket right here on 1430 KYKN.
Back to the Capital Toyota Sports Ticket, presented by Asphalt Armor, with Jeff and Hunter on 1430 KYKN.
And welcome back to the Sports Ticket, being brought to you by our favorite pizza in the whole world, Domino's, which Hunter used to work for back in the day.
I did. When I was 20, I was a delivery driver. When I was 21, 22, I was a manager.
Wow.
Yeah. Quick ascent.
I guess they had a lot of guys quit.
that was the trick.
A lot of attrition.
It was a lot.
Not that you weren't worthy of it. Oh, they got that $9.99 stuffed crust. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yep. My kids love a good stuffed crust pizza.
And by the way, it's hard to get a pizza for like under $10, just so you know.
Yeah.
I mean, where can you get a pizza? You can't. It's impossible. I mean, the cheapest one that I've seen is like $25.
And where can you have it delivered?
Exactly. I mean, it's a little more of a fee, but it's for convenience. I mean, if you don't want to go anywhere, it's pretty easy to go down there and just pick it up.
But wait.
I mean, let's be honest.
You can order it online and click save 20%. Boom.
Yes, you can. Just heard that. I should have known.
Got to remember these
That's
things,
right.
Jeff.
Okay, so Hunter, you've got some Blazer news. What in the world is happening up there?
All right, I'm just going to... You almost got to start back at the beginning. And from my perspective, watching what happened with the Seattle Supersonics eventually becoming the Oklahoma City Thunder, every bit of this reminds me of that scenario.
So this is like the same playbook.
Oh, it's very similar. And it all starts with a new owner purchasing the team. That owner from out of state, has no real ties to Portland.
Is he from one of the Carolinas?
One of the Carolinas. Yeah, he owns the Stanley Cup champion Carolina hockey team as well. But the first thing he says is, we're going to do everything we can to keep the team in Portland.
That's the right thing to say.
That's the right thing to say.
That's the political thing to say.
And then the next scenario is the commissioner of the NBA comes and visits our governor. They sit down and have a good long talk about what it's going to take to keep the Trailblazers in Portland. The governor says she's committed to doing it. The NBA announces that Portland is committed to keeping the team. The owner wants to keep the team.
But wait.
And then the NBA announces that we're going to look into two expansion teams, only in Seattle and Las Vegas. Ironically, the two places the Trailblazers would have most likely moved to,
that's very
other than a Carolina.
Okay. Wow.
I mean, if you want to keep them in the West, Seattle's dying for a team. And Vegas is really the hotbed of professional sports right now, having added the Raiders and now the A's here next season.
Yeah, you've already got T-Mobile Arena down there, which is, that is a professional arena. It's very, very nice. It's huge.
Yeah. And they could literally play in that until if they decide they want to build something brand new.
There's no reason to.
There isn't, but they might anyway. You never know.
Well, if they want to tear that thing down and build a new one, I mean, but that's...
No, they'll play in it and build a new one in another location.
See, it's crazy.
This is Vegas. They just build, and then the old goes away and they build something new a couple years later.
I think that this has already been like a premonition, because they built that arena hoping that you would get an NBA team there. The new baseball stadium's going right across Tropicana, and then you've got Allegiant Field, which is just across the freeway over there, little bit to the south.
It's highly likely.
It's all right there.
But that's why the NBA announced that that's where we're looking at expansion. Those are the only two. They're not looking anywhere else in the country at expanding. Those are the only two.
And you know, so, I think it's a good spot to go to. I mean, yeah, there's a lot of crazy stuff.
But
that
the
goes
timing
on in Vegas,
also, the timing of this announcement also played really well into the idea that the Blazers are going to do everything they can to keep them there. So the governor has committed a chunk of money for renovations of the Moda Center.
Whose money is it?
Yours and mine.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's so nice of her.
Now there's a portion that needs to be come up with from the Portland City Council.
Good luck.
And they are thus far unwilling to do much of anything.
They don't have any money.
Well,
they don't have any business downtown.
Did announce that they're not going to commit to anything unless the new owner of the Trailblazers signs a 20-year commitment to the city of Portland.
Not going to happen.
This morning or late yesterday, they sent over the initial proposal, which it's a lot of, you know, here's your charge in lieu of taxes. Here's the commitment you're making for civic organizations and being a part of the community. And you're committed to Moda Center for 20 years. And then we'll give you the money to renovate. And I sit here and go, but in the meantime, the organization laid off 70 employees.
That was earlier, though.
That was earlier. Yeah. So they've laid off 70 employees, which is also a very big sign of relocation. Virtually, you cut some employees, you focus on Portland. We know has like 30-35% vacancy in downtown. So you're talking about renovations to the Moda Center with the premise that you do all these renovations, you clean up the area, you make everything wonderful, and businesses will thrive nearby. Well, there's not a whole lot of businesses nearby to thrive.
Well, that's got to be part of the rebuttal. Or the
owner of the Trailblazers pretty much come out and said that him and the franchise won't commit any money to the renovations of the Moda Center. So now it is going to be that back and forth negotiations, and I fully figure that things are going to break down because they're not going to sign this initial offer. You can guarantee
who would
it.
Do that.
And eventually, so I would say about 2 to 3 years from now, we will no longer have a team in Portland. Just a gut feeling.
I agree with you. Well, the fact of the matter is, I mean, the city of Portland, that council needs to clean that city up. And you just made note of that.
Yep.
But that has to be like the highest.
Well, here. The
expectation.
There's
right
really
there.
Two things working against Portland. One, it is dirty and overrun by drugs and homeless.
That's what I mean.
Businesses are not there. And Oregon and Portland as a whole has some of the highest taxes in the country, which makes it not a lot of fun. You know, Washington State just, you know, their governor and their legislature put out a millionaire's tax, correct? You remember that one a couple months ago? Well, they've now got enough ballots to put it on a you know, on the, or the signatures on a petition to put it on the ballot come November in Washington State. And I go, are they really going to get a Sonics team to decide they want to start up there? If there's a millionaire's tax where anyone that plays for that team is going to be paying a massive amount of money just to play for them.
Yeah, it doesn't matter where you live. The mm-hmm. fact of the matter is you're working in Seattle. You're going to pay that tax, period.
And, anybody coming in and visiting Seattle as a opponent will be paying that tax for the time they're there. So I everywhere taxes. I'm not going to sit here and say that any professional team across the country, taxes are the top priority, but they fall down there somewhere for every player. Where if you're making $10 million, but you're losing $4 million of it to taxes, you're less likely to want to play for that team compared to one that you're only giving up $1 million.
You know, something has to give here, because this is the first that I've heard that if you're playing in another city, you've mm-hmm. got to pay tax in that city.
If you are
what a tax
money,
nightmare. Yeah, I mean, a CPA's got to be pulling his hair out or her. That's ridiculous.
Well, and that's the kicker is that anywhere you are actually earning the money, aka somebody from Oklahoma City playing in Portland, playing in Seattle for that game period of time when they're earning that paycheck, they owe that money.
I don't see taxes. How that can be the case, because you're playing for, okay, let's just Oklahoma City. Mm-hmm. So your income is coming from Oklahoma City. It's not coming from, say, Portland or Seattle.
But you're earning the money in Oregon.
Not necessarily.
You are, because you're playing there. You're physically there. It's the same way the payroll tax worked. It's why the payroll tax in Salem got shot down, because a business in Kaiser, us, would have had to pay a tax for Warren doing a remote, or me and Jake being out at the Marion County Fair because we were in Salem.
Okay, so here's another scenario. I think that you should play the Ohtani game. I think you should just defer your income or take stock in something else, like Jordan and Barkley did.
That's become a very powerful position.
There has to be a loophole somewhere, find it.
And there's the kicker. Everybody that has that kind of money has hired a CPA that 100%. Can find those loopholes.
I love it. I love loopholes. I'm going to pay as little as possible because...
And everyone does it, but only if you're a conservative Republican do you get pointed the finger at for doing it.
Well, here's the other thing. Isn't it wild how Salem just became so clean the last couple of days? And yeah. There's not too many, you know... crazies out there. I mean, they diverted themselves.
Well, that's because of Iron Man.
Okay, I was gonna say that's not Wild Thing.
No, it's Iron Man.
I mean, no, all right, hey, we're gonna get out to another break. It's Sports Ticket right here. It's Friday, right here on 1430 KYKN.
The Capital Toyota Sports Ticket, presented by Asphalt Armor, with Jeff and Hunter, continues on 1430 KYKN.
And welcome back to the Iron Man segment, brought to you by Color Tile of Salem, right across the street from the old Lancaster Mall. It's the Willamette Town Center, mm-hmm. Centre.
It's in the Academy Square Mall.
Yes, it is, right across the street. Just D Street dead ends into it.
Yeah.
It's easy to find. And he's got great...
Don't drive straight at it too hard because, yeah, it stops right there.
You might go right through his building.
But talking about Iron Man...
Actually, it's probably a bridal... It's a bridal store, okay. But that's okay.
Well, you know, talk about Iron Man. Those waterproof floors. They're like the Iron Man to the water of Oregon.
100%. Yeah, you got to love the LVT. It looks really, really good. And that's what a lot of people are going with right now because, I mean, shoot, you can... If you've got a dog that likes to pee in the house... That's why I don't have dogs, but if you do.
I don't have any to pee in the house, thank goodness. Oh.
Well, I'm sure they have.
I would throw a lot if they're peeing in the house.
Anyways, that could help alleviate the problem.
That's right. Well, just simple Oregon weather. I mean, how much are you coming home? It's been raining. You walk in the house and there's wet footprints in the floor.
100%. And it's muddy. Easy to clean up. Mm-hmm. Very easy.
Perfect. All right. So Iron Man is in Salem this weekend.
I saw a bunch of people out today.
Yeah.
Were they training? I saw wetsuits.
Yeah. Well, they're probably training and setting up. There will be road closures as this is, I believe it's trying to kind of do the math backwards because it's like a
River Road South is going to be totally closed.
Well, it's a 7-mile run.
Minto Brown.
It's like a 50-mile bike ride And it's like 70 miles total.
Yeah, because
and it's like a few miles in swimming.
They go all the way down River Road. Yeah. I mean, they're going, I think they may actually go to Independence too. Yeah. I haven't seen the map yet, but that's grueling. Are you kidding me?
No, I'm talking with people that are, they're participating. They started training like a year ago for this.
Yeah, hopefully nobody passes away this year.
Yeah. Well, and there
it can happen.
Yeah. And of course, security and everything else, you know, bikes are on the road. So there are road closures throughout Salem this weekend. Be prepared for that. And a week from now, we'll be in the heat of hoopla.
It's going to be hot next weekend too.
Yeah,
it shows right now, it's going to be burning up, but it's always fun down there.
Yeah, it is an amazing time down there.
I'm bummed we didn't get him on here today to talk about that, but because he's going to be busy next week
Getting ready. Yeah. Well, they have events, I believe, starting next Wednesday.
That's right.
So Wednesday through Sunday, there will be more road closures through downtown Salem as hoopla will be set up around the Capitol.
Well, we'll see if Salem stays clean for another week.
Oh, it will. They just move it to the outskirts.
Right. They should move it to the outskirts forever.
Well, they need to actually fix the problem. But that's a different show.
Well, yeah, I guess they'll just go hang by the river in West Salem by Wallace Marine Park.
Well, yeah. So just be ready as you're traveling around this weekend. You know, Ironman this weekend, hoopla starting middle of next week through next weekend. So road closures, a lot of sporting events happening around Salem. It is going to be a fun time. This time of the year is some of the best here in Salem.
A lot of fairs going on, too.
Mm-hmm.
I know Polk County's in, about 3 weeks from now. And then actually Roseburg is having their fair the exact same time as Polk County. And I've seen like their list of people who are coming to sing. Mm-hmm. Aaron Lewis is going to be down there. That should be pretty hot. So,
it's crazy. I mean, we weren't on the air last week because of Marion County Fair, because we were out there. We had a booth out there. I believe the first weekend of August is Yamhill County and Polk County.
Right.
And then, of course, at the end of August into the beginning of September is the state fair. What a time to be alive in Salem.
I'm going to be honest. I'm going to be fared out by the time this thing's done. And then it's football season.
Whoa. Yeah. Things are going hot and heavy right now. How fast are we cruising along?
This year is going to be over before we know it.
Mm-hmm.
Just like this segment. All right, we're going to get out. We'll be back right after these messages. The Sports Ticket right here on 1430 KYKN.
Back to the Capital Toyota Sports Ticket, presented by Asphalt Armor with Jeff and Hunter on 1430 KYKN.
Well, here we are in the KYKN studios for the second to last segment, being brought to you by Bowenvine Burger Bar down there on Commercial Street. You know, if you have an event or something, even if you have a catering, they can do that for you. They're great burgers, man. They got a million sauces you can put on there. It's so good. The fries are awesome. It's just a great place to go. It's a nice family venue.
They had their food truck at the Marion County Fair.
I saw
that. The moment I saw it, I said, that's what I'm having for lunch.
And you know what? They were really, really busy over there.
And they were really good.
Yeah. Unbelievable. Love that burg. Okay. We have the second half of the Major League Baseball
season. Getting underway.
Thank you very much. The brain just isn't working today
reason. It's the end of a
been long day.
Yeah. End of a Friday. Come on.
Yeah. Long week, long day, long 2 weeks, actually. I mean, shoot. I think those fairs take a lot out of me. But anyways. Oh, yeah. So we have American League. Let's just start there, Hunter. Tampa Bay is leading the East. Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians / Guardians are leading the Central Division. And then you have Texas 1.5 over the Mariners. It's going to be a wild ride coming down the stretch. I mean, it's not the stretch yet.
No.
But I mean, the stretch is going to be September. It's going to get wild because everybody's got to play each other. And so who's going to step up? And really, the Mariners have a better head-to-head record against Texas. So that, you know, they lose to the bad teams. Although, I'm going to take that back because they almost got swept by both Tampa Bay and Miami.
Yeah.
Their last six games before the All-Star break, and they're not hitting. The pitching is not very good right now.
And that's what's so disappointing. Going into the season, of course, the Mariners, I think, were kind of one of the top five teams going in roster wise after what they did last season. So everything right now, it's what's wrong with the Mariners.
Well, it's not the Mariners. What about the Blue Jays? I mean, the Mariners and the Blue Jays were the ones that were touted to like win the World Series this year. And anytime you get that label on you, you're going to crap on yourself. And it's just the way that it is. And that's what's happening to both teams. I mean, Toronto, they're 45-51, 12 games out of first place in the American League East. And the Mariners, I think, are extremely fortunate to be where they are right now, only game and a half out of first place to Texas.
Well, and that's what I saw. Some middle of the year grading. And of course, the Mariners got a C. Because they're a 500 ball club, and the only reason that they're in it is because they are in the AL West, and Texas is, you know, the second best team and not much better.
The West is not very good, and the Angels are the worst of the worst. And so are they playing the Angels coming up here? No, they just did, I think, before they went on the road.
The Angels and the Royals are sharing the bottom of the barrel right now. And the Royals, a lot of people are going, what's going on with the Royals? Because they were expected to be a lot more competitive than they've been.
You know, there's a lot of games left. And really, it's the tale of just two halves. Because a lot of teams will come out of the dark. I mean, you never know. Toronto could pull it off.
Oh, yeah.
You say only 12 games back, but it's, you know, that's a 6-game switch.
Yeah.
I mean, when you look at it that way, I mean, shoot, Yankees or Tampa Bay could lose 6, they could win 6, and then boom, they're right there tied for first place.
Yeah. Oh, no. It's, we still have so much baseball to play. A lot can change. Granted, you know, double digit games back, even at this point, are challenging. You got to really hit a hot, hot streak. And hope the teams ahead of you hit a losing streak because you're not going to play them 12 times.
Yeah, and I think last year, the Mariners played like the Athletics and the Angels a lot in the second half. And so they were able to bolster their position in the standings and get more wins. So I don't know if that's necessarily going to be the case for them because I know they've got the Dodgers. They've got to go down to L.A., I think, at the end of this month. So that's going to be a pretty good... hopefully series down in Los Angeles, but I just don't think I'm not that high on them. I mean, really, I think they should have lost all 6 games that last series before the All-Star break.
Well, let's look at the bright side right now. Here we are. We're coming out of the All-Star break. When we're all done today, we'll turn it over to the Mariners. The Giants are in town for a 3-game set. Then they got the Reds coming to town. Reds are, you know, a sub 500 team as well.
Yeah, but they can play well. I mean, they're a sneaky ball club.
And then we have the challenge of we're going to Texas. So that series is going to mean a lot. And then, of course, like you said, we're going to LA after that and then back home to coast the Twins to finish out the month.
And that's not easy.
No.
Those last 3 series are not easy.
You really, as you're the Mariners right now, you need to win the majority of the next 6 games at home. So you are still a virtual tie with Texas at worst. And then kind of take it to Texas when you get there.
You know, I think in order for the Mariners to start doing something, the bats have got to come alive.
Oh, yeah.
And the number one bat that needs to come alive is Cal Raleigh because he's been abysmal so far. And, he was injured there for a little bit. But, I mean, he got 8 home runs.
Yep.
He's batting like 165.
Yep.
I mean, that's awful. Coming off of a season that he just had like last year. I mean, he was a superstar.
Yeah.
I mean, he won the home run derby. And now he just can't do jack. And, you know, does that happen every once in a while?
It does.
I think it just gets in your head. And then I think you start pressing and you're trying too hard. And you just, at some point, you just have to try to relax and just do what you know how to do.
Yep. And hopefully he comes around the second half because they need his bat. They need Julio to step it up more. They just need the supporting cast around Randy at this point to do their part.
Yeah, Crawford has never been a great hitter, but I mean, and he's okay. But still, these guys, if we can get everybody pretty close to batting 250 and then having some timely hits, because you're getting some guys on base. It's just, we've got to have those timely hits so we can score some runs.
Yep. All right, let's jump out to a break. We'll finish up some Mariner talk coming up. You're listening to Sports Ticket on 1430 KYKN.
The Capital Toyota Sports Ticket, presented by Asphalt Armor with Jeff and Hunter, continues on 1430 KYKN.
And welcome back to the Sports Ticket. Final segment before we head the heck out of here. This one's being brought to you by Auto Team Service Center, a better way to maintain your car on the beautifully new road down there on McGilchrist Street, just west of 25th. Looks amazing out now.
Well,
I gotta be honest.
They're finally finishing up on that construction as they're starting construction everywhere else.
And hopefully people remember where McGilchrist is after all this disaster, but it is pretty easy to find.
Yeah.
So they do a great job. They do my rig. So appreciate those guys.
Well, and they donated some oil changes that we gave away at the Marion County Fair.
We sure did.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, we appreciate that their sponsorship out there too. John Domashovsky.
I got to meet his daughter. She was out
really?
There. Yeah.
Right on.
It was kind of fun.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Well, good. Well, it is a small town.
That's right.
People just come out of the woodwork sometimes, especially during fair season.
Fair season. Everyone's coming out for fair season.
That's exactly right. Bidding on all those animals.
What a, you know, the fairs and the FFA, the animals, the animal auctions, this, all that stuff. That is such a great part of Americana, and seeing the future and the excitement that these kids have and seeing the dedication to raising, showing, preparing, grooming, everything else they do. And so many of them have a bright future planned.
They have a work ethic.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you don't have to have much of a work ethic anymore to actually be successful because no one's doing it.
Yep. Well,
I mean, seriously, yeah. Except for us, of course.
Us and Mike and Charlie, because they met earlier this week and they're starting to work on that high school football game of the week slate for this coming season.
You know, I liked what they picked, to be honest with you. I'm not going to divulge what that mm-hmm. is, but there are some really good matchups that we've got on the docket this yep. year. And it's going to be a lot of fun. The fall is actually one of my most favorite times of the year.
Oh, it is the best. They're coming up with some great matchups along with some great rivalry games. I believe at least every one of the six Salem schools will have a week where they will be on our game of the week, as well as I believe a potentially Silverton Dallas. We like to always do a game
that's
or
a great
two
rivalry.
That feature those guys.
Those teams are always, they're mm-hmm. very good. They don't like each other. And that's what makes the thing so great. they're on both either side of the city of Salem. So one's got the west, one's got the east, and they get after it. It's a blast.
So yeah, it's still a work in progress. There's still some decisions to be made, and potentially with the leeway that as the season progresses, if somebody has some injury problems or isn't able to perform up to what we think, we have a couple of backup plans we may shift to.
Yeah, and then comes football after everything else. Obviously, you can hear all the exciting action of Oregon Duck football here with Jerry Allen, Jorgie, and Joey Mack. And we'll have the tailgater show for you before they come on the air, either down there in Eugene or Capital Auto Group, maybe, because they're our main sponsor.
Somewhere local.
And Highway Trailer Sales. So appreciate them coming on board and being on board with us for a very long time. Can't do it without our sponsors at all.
And also talking about a special tailgater presentation is a preseason show.
Yeah, we'll talk about that in the weeks to come. But
there's so much to talk about when it comes to sports here between the Mariners, the Oregon Ducks, and high school football. We're going to have lots and lots of content, lots and lots of exciting action over the next bunch of months, at least through the end of 2026.
That's exactly right. So it's a lot of fun. We're fortunate that we get to be able to do this. Mm-hmm. And we just love talking about it. I mean, there's what else is there to do that's positive? And it's mostly positive. There's some things like, did we want to talk about like LeBron, for example? We probably didn't. We weren't going to, but I'm bringing it up because, you know, I feel we talked about this at the break, too, because, you know, LeBron's son, Bronny,
mm-hmm.
I feel sorry for this kid.
Yeah,
I really do, because, I mean, his dad is ruining his life. I mean, He got a deal with the Lakers only because of his dad. And I mean, I guess if you want to do that and have, you know, be kind of a trust baby or whatever, spoon fed to you.
It reminds me a little bit about the Ball family saga.
Yes.
Where dad hyped up his kids to the moon, put out their own shoes, their own merch, their own this and that. And they've been okay players, the ones that have been in the NBA. Not the superstars we were told they were. And being the son of an NBA legend at this point for Bronny, that's got to be the toughest thing. You know, there will be debate forever whether he was worth even a second round pick in an NBA draft. Coming out of college early where he never really played much.
He did not do well at USC at all.
Straight to the G League, then to the NBA for a cup of tea. And Now this one will be debated because LeBron has said he's not returning to the Lakers. Granted, the timing was a couple of days after like a $3 million guarantee to his son that the Lakers put out. So I go, so now is that $3 million guaranteed to him simply because his dad was there and they thought they were coming back? He's not coming back. Bronny's guaranteed $3 million. So now you look at it, here's this young player, and maybe he can make a difference at the NBA level long term. Maybe he can develop and become player similar to his dad. Probably not, because he doesn't have the size factor of him. But he may be a quality contributor at the NBA level long term. But for the time being, every teammate that he has is going to look at him and go, you're here because your daddy got you here.
Yeah, and I think it would probably benefit him when LeBron retires, because then he's out of the picture, although not really. I'm sure he's going to be in the back room everywhere he goes.
Oh, yeah. He will be his new agent.
Yeah, well, I think there's something to be said for that. And, you know, if he ever gets a deal with somebody, I mean, he'll be there to get, you know, all of those rewards.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I mean, it's a good thing for Bronny because he doesn't really have to do anything. He doesn't have to work that hard. I mean, he's better than me.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't play that
game. But at the same time, is there other players? And that's the trick. If the Lakers struggle, then it becomes an even bigger focal point.
Yeah.
As maybe he is an anchor around the neck of the Lakers because of the money invested in him. They can't go out and find somebody different.
Well, I can almost guarantee that that's going to be the case.
You think so, huh? You don't have faith in the Lakers this year?
No, I really don't, and I don't care about them. So anyhow, we're going to have to pass this thing off to Rick Riz and crew. Mariners are coming up. They're taking on the Giants, and it should be a good game. So enjoy the ballgame, everybody. We're going to head out. So Sports Ticket right here on 1430 KYKN, where Salem is listening.
This has been the Capital Toyota Sports Ticket, presented by Asphalt Armor, with Jeff and Hunter every Friday at 5 p.m. on 1430 KYKN, where Salem is listening.